This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's military is making gains in northern Syria, where Kurdish fighters have called for U.S. help. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump is distancing himself from two Soviet-born associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who were indicted on charges of campaign finance violation on Thursday. The president said he may have a picture of them because he has a picture with everybody. But records do suggest that there is a much closer relationship by highlighting how the two Florida-based businessmen, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, bought their way to the top echelons of the Republican Party with hundreds of thousands of dollars and contributions to pro-Trump Republican campaigns. Fruman told the Russian news site Forum Daily that as early as March of 2018, he attended a donor meeting with Trump at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The two Trump supporters are said to have eventually become foot soldiers in Giuliani's campaign to dig up political dirt on Mr. Trump's Democratic rivals. This is VOA News. At least four people were killed and 17 are still missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades paralyzed Tokyo, flooding rivers and putting millions under evacuation warnings before plowing up the northeastern coast. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after typhoon blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency.
これまでに経験したことがないような大雨となっています.
The intensity of the rain is something we've never experienced. It's highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some type of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water in its Fukushima nuclear plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami there. An informal summit between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi got off to a quiet start Friday as the two leaders shook hands and visited three ancient monuments in a coastal town in southern India. Modi welcomed Xi in front of the seaside temples where the two sat for a photo opportunity and informal talks. Xi arrived 2 days after he reiterated strong diplomatic backing for India's arch-rival Pakistan, which has opposed New Delhi's actions in Kashmir. India's foreign ministry reacted by saying it was not for other countries to comment on the internal affairs of India. California intends to ban the sale and manufacture of new fur products and most animals from circus performances under a pair of bills signed into law Saturday by Governor Gavin Newsom. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Under the first-in-the-nation fur law, residents will no longer be able to sell or make clothing, shoes, or handbags made of fur starting in 2023. California is the third state to ban most animals from circus performances, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Animal rights groups cheered the ban on fur as a stand against inhumane practices. Not surprisingly, the proposal was vigorously opposed by the billion-dollar U.S. fur industry, and the Fur Information Council of America has already threatened to sue. I'm Shelley Adler.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.